Buenos días, muchachos y muchachas.
And hola, I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Mike. That was it? That was your Spanish?
I'm trying. Okay, how about this?
Here we go.
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? Now, what does that mean?
It means, how are you in Spanish?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and hola, I know, is hello.
Yes.
Right? You can hear that it's similar. Hello, hola. ¿Cómo estás? Is hello, how are you? Okay, here I have a sentence for you. ¿Dónde estás biblioteca? You know what that means?
Very useful
sentence.
Do you speak English?
No, it means where is the library? It's not very useful at all.
It can be if you like to read.
If you like to read or you need books. Now, why are we speaking Spanish on an English show? Well, because we're going to be having some Mexican food. I love Mexican food.
Me too.
You don't need to speak Spanish to eat Mexican food, but you do have to love good food. So let's check out Mexican delicacy.
Fresh, light, Mexican.
What do you want to have for lunch?
I'm not sure. I don't really have much of an appetite right now.
Same here. Maybe we should eat something light. How about some salad? I know a great place.
What kind of food do they serve?
Mexican, but they have many small dishes, like salads and tacos.
Even though I'm not that hungry, I can't wait to try this restaurant.
Me neither. And I'm sure it will fill us up in an instant.
Let's go now, and maybe we can beat the crowd.
Lunch hour!
Appetite. Appetite. Lions have a large appetite and eat a lot of food. Lions have a large appetite and eat a lot of food. Light. Light. The actress wanted to lose weight, so she had light dinners. The actress wanted to lose weight, so she had light dinners. Serve. Serve. Serve, served, served. The cafe serves French food and coffee. The cafe serves French food and coffee. Instant. Instant. The tiger caught its food in instants. The tiger caught its food in instance.
All right, so it's Brendan and Patricia, and they're out for a lunch.
Right, and I guess they're going to a Mexican restaurant to eat.
Okay.
All right, so let's take a look at the article then to learn more.
Okay, Brendan says, what do you want to have for lunch? So yes, it's lunchtime, it's 12 o'clock noon, and like many people, Brendan's like, I don't know what I want to have for lunch. This is a problem because we kind of always eat lunch at the same time and usually in the same place every day.
That's right.
Right? At school or even if you work, you're always in the same neighborhood. So you kind of maybe don't have any good places, but you're kind of bored with all the places. So you might ask your friend, what do you want to have for lunch? And what does Patricia say?
All right, so Patricia says, I'm not sure.
Nah.
I don't really have much of an appetite right now.
Mm-hmm.
And here we see our word power word, appetite, A-P-P-E-T-I-T-E. It's a noun and it means the desire for food because you are feeling hungry.
That's right.
Right. So here, let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, lions have a large appetite and eat a lot of food. Lions have a large appetite and eat a lot of food.
Right? Okay.
So, do you have a large appetite?
Well, depends. If I've been working really hard and haven't eaten for a long time, sure, I would have a large appetite. Notice we use that verb have mm-hmm. with appetite all the time, okay? Mm-hmm. And we can also use it to talk about just if someone likes to eat, right? He has a good appetite, or I have no appetite, I'm really not hungry. You're talking about how much you want to have food, or maybe how hungry you are, but really just how much food you feel like having right now. So it seems Patricia is not hungry, mm-hmm. or she has no appetite. Mm-hmm. Brendan says, same here. Maybe we should eat something light. So same here, that's another way of saying me too, or I agree, I'm the same as you. So his idea is that they should eat something light, okay? Mm. Now, light as an adjective, it's a word, power word. Well, a lot of people would hear light and they would first of all think of the sun, right? Mm-hmm. The sun makes light, but of course that's a noun.
Feather light?
If we use it as an adjective, right, it's kind of the opposite of heavy, right? Like a car is very heavy, but a bicycle is very light. You can pick it up, right? Well, with an appetite or with food, when you're talking about light food, it means food that doesn't make you feel full, okay? So mm-hmm. like a piece of fruit or a salad or something like that, compared to a steak or a hamburger or something kind of, pasta, that's another good one.
Bread or something.
That will make you feel very full. So light food or eat something light. L-I-G-H-T, of course, is how we spell that. And what's our sentence?
And our word party sentence is, the actress wanted to lose weight, so she had light dinners.
Mm.
The actress wanted to lose weight, so she had light dinners.
It's true. When they talk about diet food, we always use this word, right? Mm-hmm. Doctors or people say, oh, if you want to lose weight, you should eat light. I've noticed that on a lot of foods, when they write it, you know, they write mm-hmm. light cola or light meal. It's L-I-T-E.
I think that's just an easier way, like a slang term.
Oh, okay.
Right? But they both mean the same thing.
They do.
But I think the proper way of writing it is just to keep it as L-I-G-H-T. That's the correct way to do it, so I think everyone should stick to that.
Absolutely. If you write it the same way they do in the supermarket on your test paper, your English teacher would not be happy about that.
That's right.
All right. Well, what does Brendan say next?
All right, so next, Brendan says, how about some salad? I know a great place. So that's, like we just mentioned, light food results to salad.
Salad, a bowl of soup, something like that could be a very light lunch. Patricia says, what kind of food do they serve? Okay, so what kind of food do they serve? When we use serve in this way, we're talking about giving someone food, giving someone a drink in a restaurant or even at home. You know, if I get a cup of tea for Tiffany, I'll serve her because she's busy working or something like that. And often when we want to know what kind of food they have in a restaurant, we can ask it using this question. What kind of food do they serve? Of course, because if you go to the restaurant and pay, they will serve or they will prepare and give the food to you. Serve is spelled S-E-R-V-E, S-E-R-V-E, and the word power sentence, the cafe serves French food and coffee. The cafe serves French food and coffee.
Yum.
I guess it's French food and cafe.
Ah. All right, so next let's see what Brendan says. Brendan says, Mexican, but they have many small dishes like salads and tacos.
Olé.
Yeah, so Mexican here is just the adjective form of Mexico, meaning people or things from Mexico. And just so you know, most Mexican cuisines include burritos. Mm. Have you heard of chimichangas?
Chimichangas.
Yeah. And quesadillas.
Quesadillas.
Nachos. Or a lot of corn-based food.
Mm.
So some of the Mexican food we eat today is a little bit westernized, but it still is pretty tasty.
That's right. Mexican food is very, very popular, not just in Mexico or America, but all around the world. We were actually just talking about Mexican restaurants in Taiwan. So there are some of them if you want to have some Mexican food. It's not hard to find. Well, Patricia says, even though I'm not that hungry, I can't wait to try this restaurant. So the idea of eating Mexican food, even just a salad, is very interesting to her, because, of course, they have a lot of unusual foods, I think, for many people. As you said, things are made with corn and whatnot. My favorite is the mole. Do you know mole?
What's that?
Mole is a kind of sauce that they serve, like with chicken. They pour this brown sauce over top. But it's kind of interesting because do you know what it's made from?
What is it made out of?
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yeah, it's kind of a chocolate sauce, but you eat it with chicken and fish and things like that.
That's a really interesting taste between salty and sweet.
Exactly, but it's not as sweet as the chocolate we think of because, of course, the chocolate bean comes from Mexico.
Right.
But they've used it, so there are a lot of cool tastes you can get from Mexican food. Well, what does Brendan say?
All right, so next Brendan says, me neither, and I'm sure it will fill us up in an instant. And before we begin explaining more about the words we see in this sentence, let's take a look at our 英文快译通。
英文快译通。Buffy 一直暗自钦佩 Evita 是个勇敢表达自我的直率女孩。
I don't like to throw garbage into a garbage truck.
Me too.
I don't like to play volleyball.
Me too.
I don't like to shoot 玫瑰随便也
Me too、
究竟 Buffy 要如何才能成为 Evita 呢？明天同一时间请继续收看玫瑰随便也。
小 Buffy 这样子 me too me too 下去的是怎么样都没办法成为 Evita 的哟。为什么呢？当要附和别人的否定说法，表示我也不怎么样，可不能说 me too， 你应该要说 me neither。没错， neither 就是 too 的相反词，用来表示也不。但要小心不要和 either 搞混了。举例来说，像有人说不喜欢吃洋葱啊， I don't like eating onions。你想要跟他表达我也是的时候，就要说 I don't like eating onions either， 或者是 I don't either。这两句都有看到否定词 not， 所以用的就是 either。 但如果我们倒装的话，就会说 neither do I， 变成了 neither， 而且也没有否定词咯，就是因为 neither 已经把否定词 not 的成分包含进去了，这很重要，一定要记起来哦。既然我们看到倒装的 neither do I， 那你们知道换成 be 动词的时候要如何倒装吗？比方你姐姐长得不高， my sister is not tall，你想要跟着说我也不高怎么说呢？没错，就是 neither am I。 不过不管是助动词或是 be 动词，在口语里你都可以直接说 me neither， 别人不爱吃洋葱我也是啊，就可以说 my friend doesn't like eating onions， me neither， 我姐姐不高我也是， my sister is not tall， me neither， 是不是简单多了呢？好，最后再复习一下附和否定状态的说法，你可以用否定词 not 搭配 either，或者是用 neither 加上助动词，还有 be 动词，还有主词来做倒装句。口语呢，就直接说 me neither 就可以咯。好，那时间又到啦，我们下次再见，拜拜。
欢迎收看《玫瑰随便也》。
哦，为什么？为什么？为什么？命运要安尼创治我？我哪会这样苦命？
I don't like to hear people cry.
Me too.
你们想怎么？
Alright, so let's take a look at our word. Part of our word, we have the word instant. Okay, so instant means a very short period of time. And we can also describe this as like, we say in a blink of an eye, as like a phrase. Alright, so what is our word power sentence, Mike?
The sentence is, the tiger caught its food in an instant. The tiger caught its food in an instant. So the tiger moved very fast. And that, what do tigers eat?
I guess other animals?
Other
like
animals.
Monkeys,
farmers. Okay, anyway, so the tiger moved very fast and caught its food in an instant or very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Patricia says, let's go now and maybe we can beat the crowd. Oh, yeah, it's lunchtime. And, of course, at lunchtime, everybody has kind of 1 hour to go out and get their food. So that's a good idea. You want to leave early so you can beat the crowd. To beat the crowd means to get there before most of the people do. All right? So if you're going to, for example, to a busy sale at a department store, you might try to be there right when the store opens. Don't go at lunchtime or in the afternoon. No, go there early so you can beat the crowd, so you can be one of the first people there.
That's right. If you want to go to like a really popular restaurant, you can also try to beat the crowd by not going during the dinner rush hour time.
That's true. Go at like 5 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. Good
idea.
That's
right. So, Mike, do you know any good Mexican restaurants in Taipei?
Well, actually, we were talking about this before. I don't really know because, of course, I'm from Canada. I'm not from America, and I've never been to Mexico. I did learn, though, from my friends who live in California, right? Now, California, of course, has a lot of Mexican people. And my friends from there, they say that, well, Mexican food made by Mexican people, that's the best kind to have. And
that's very true.
I don't think buying the Mexican food in Canada or in Taiwan has given me that chance, but I think a lot of people know that Chinese food in America and Chinese food here in Taiwan or in China, it's quite different. So when they explained to me that Mexican people, they make the best Mexican food, I kind of thought, that makes sense because it's the same with Chinese food. So I don't know, but I would encourage everyone out there to go out and try some Mexican food.
You know
food.
What? I'm going to take you to a place then.
Okay.
What real Mexican food probably tastes like.
Olay! That would be fantastic. All right, guys. Well, that's it for today. I think we'll be talking a little bit more about some delicious food next time. But for now, I hope you have a good appetite.
Adios.
Well, Brendan and Patricia are on their way to have their lunch, and we'll be joining them tomorrow. I really hope they have a good time eating in this Mexican restaurant.
And I wonder what kind of food they'll be eating as well.
That's true. They were wanting light food, weren't they? That's kind of what Patricia wanted for lunch. She wanted a light lunch. I think Mexican food is probably a pretty good choice if you want to have kind of a light meal.
Right, because there's a lot of, I think, lettuce and lemons and tomatoes. It's really refreshing.
That's true. It's a lot easier to eat light food in a Mexican restaurant compared to, say, an Italian restaurant or a German restaurant. We would actually call that a heavy meal.
Right.
Right? We use the opposite, just like a piece of paper is light or something like a car is heavy. Well, a salad is light or a steak is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be checking out their light lunch tomorrow and we'll see you then.
No! I'm about to lose it!
怎么啦？
什么路子啊？
输了？
没关系啦！
你自己看，超好吃的，真的，再吃一个好了，谢谢啊！
我最讨厌别人吃我的零食 ！I'm about to lose it!
大家好，我是 Evita， 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。今天要跟大家介绍一个句子，用来表达愤怒的情绪，就是刚刚短句中不断出现的 I'm about to lose it， I'm about to lose it。同学们，你们认为这是什么意思呢？相信大家都知道 lose 这个动词，它有很多字义，有丧失、输了、迷路等等的意思。那句子里有一个很重要的文法点 ，be about to， be about to。表示即将，举个例子 ，he's about to leave， he's about to leave， 意思是他要走了。那套回刚刚的句子，意思会是我将失去他，我要输了，还是我要迷路了呢？你都不是，都不是哦。重点在于 lose 后面那个受词 it， 在这边 it 暗指 mind， 神智、理智，所以 lose it 就有发疯的意思。 在这里补充一个片语 lose one's mind， 也就是发疯了的意思。所以咯 I'm about to lose it， 则有我要抓狂了这样的感觉。同学们了解了吗？ Effort 小聚会明天见咯，拜拜。
Fresh Light Mexican。
What do you want to have for lunch?
I'm not sure. I don't really have much of an appetite right now.
Same here. Maybe we should eat something light. How about some salad? I know a great place.
What kind of food do they serve?
Mexican. But they have many small dishes, like salads and tacos.
Even though I'm not that hungry, I can't wait to try this restaurant.
Me neither. And I'm sure it will fill us up in an instant.
Let's go now, and maybe we can beat the crowd.
Appetite. Appetite. Lions have a large appetite.And eat a lot of food. Lions have a large appetite and eat a lot of food. Light. Light. The actress wanted to lose weight, so she had light dinners. The actress wanted to lose weight, so she had light dinners. Serve.Serve. Serve, served, served. The cafe serves French food and coffee. The cafe serves French food and coffee. Instant. Instant. The tiger caught its food in instants. The tiger caught its food in instants.